News Talk 1620 WTAW. October 1st marks the 75th anniversary of the first recorded business of the Brazos County Health Department. Tomorrow there's going to be a 75th anniversary reception and open house at the Health Department office, and we'll get more about that from Jessica Paul, the Brazos County Health Department.
On Thursday, October 2nd, we will be having public tours open to the public, obviously, from 9 to 11, and we just want everybody to come out, and we have little cool promotional items to give away and just learn about more what the health department can do for you as a citizen of Brazos County, and just kind of learn about all of our services that we offer, because some people don't know, you know, that we do immunizations, or if that's all they know about us, then you know, they don't know that we do like restaurant inspections and septic inspections and labs and, you know, different things like that. So we just wanted to make sure that everybody in the community uses their resources, you know, to the full extent and know that they're available to them.
As you all have been planning this out and been thinking about what's happened since the health department was founded in 1939, what sort of stories have been coming up?
Well, stories such as probably expanding our services, obviously, to serve a wider population, because we all know that the Brazos County is growing. And so we're just trying to make our services geared to our population and, you know, putting them into a broader spectrum, as, you know, offering STD clinic and then offering immunizations, the flu shot, and then just basically catering to our community members as a whole, and then just serving them better.
I don't know whether there's any sort of historical records about how the health department originally began.
There is. I do believe there was a group of doctors. They saw a need for a public-type health clinic, and so that would serve the community in general, and that's how they kind of opened in 1939 as a general health clinic, and then it moved into a health district. 1933, the Brazos County Health Committee became Brazos County Health Board, and their efforts under the leadership of that board wanted to improve the health and well-being of all citizens of Brazos County, but it was clear that it needed to be a broader organization, so that's how we came about, and the Brazos County Health Department, and basically, that's basically what a health district is. It serves one county or one district and the population in that district. I know in 1937, the city of Bryan sent a delegate to Austin just to confer with the state health officer and making Bryan like the headquarters for the proposed new health district. On October 1st in 1939, the group formally attended the annual Texas Public Health Association convention, and that was the first recorded activity that the unit was officially together and participated in. That's how why we chose October 2nd as our kind of 75th celebration, to kind of memorialize that date, and that was the first kind of event that they held as a health district.
And the other piece of trivia that I'm interested in, if you have a number of people who are served by the health department today.
It's obviously the population of Brazos County, which I got numbers the other day. It's reaching about 30,000. But we also serve other surrounding counties that don't have a health department. So they can come here for immunizations or STD testing and different, you know, communicable disease control aspects, because if they don't have a health department, we're the closest one that has those services for them.
And I'm guessing that 30,000 doesn't include, for instance, the restaurants that are inspected and some of the other services that you all provide.
No. As far as our restaurants, we inspect over 900 restaurants, and that's in Brazos County.
Thanks again to Jessica Paul, the Brazos County Health Department, for the background. A reminder, 2 until 4 tomorrow afternoon is the 75th anniversary reception and open house, the Health Department office in downtown Bryan at Texas and William Joe Bryan Parkway. In addition to some of the historical background Jessica shared, she also sent us a PDF that provides more information, and you'll find that online with this interview at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.